The maple leaves skittered across the sidewalk and crunched under Britta Klein's black, low-heeled shoes as she walked toward the Echo Ridge Library. She paused for a moment to watch a dark red leaf twirl in the slight wind coming from Parley's Canyon. She narrowed her eyes. That leaf was carefree, no expectations, nothing to do but dance with the wind. She huffed. If only her life could be that simple. It was never wise to give in to dramatics, but Britta had just gotten off the phone after talking to her mother for 45 minutes, and the message was loud and clear. Find a German man and marry him so I can have some Enkelkinder. Her mother wanted grandchildren so she could spoil them with strudels and kuchen. Britta put her hand on the cool metal handle of the door to the library, grounding herself before she headed inside to greet the staff of her library. She reminded herself, again, how good it felt to be in charge of the Echo Ridge Library. At the young age of 31, Britta had achieved her dream of becoming head librarian, but the dream carried more stress than she'd ever imagined. Tomorrow was the kickoff to the huge library fundraiser that Britta had been working on for the past 3 months. The children's section was in desperate need of capital, and she worried if this venue was not a success, they'd lose patrons. The library board meeting started in 15 minutes, and Britta hoped that all of the key players for the Harvest Hurrah would show up. The familiar dry smell of books greeted Britta when she stepped inside. She never tired of that smell. The tart aroma of new books, freshly marked for distribution in Echo Ridge, mixed with the musty scent of books over 100 years old that patrons could still check out. The library was once a large stone church house built in the mid-1800s. When Britta first moved to Echo Ridge for her entry-level job at the library, she'd fallen in love with the romantic building. A single staircase curved up to a loft that overlooked the open building with its stacks of books. The old choir room adjacent to the loft was now an office and an open room with a couch and table. That's where the board meeting would be held. But when they didn't have meetings, people could sit on the comfortable couch and read with thousands of volumes below them, seemingly waiting for their turn to be picked next.